brought to you by our friends at 98.7 Frank FM, online at frankfmradio.com, and on the always free to download Frank FM Radio app.
Frank FM plays the greatest music of all time and has the biggest playlist of songs on the radio in New Hampshire. Frank features all your favorite songs from Billy Joel, Elton John, Fleetwood Mac, and Huey Lewis in the news. Frank cranks Queen, Aerosmith, Hall & Oates, The Eagles, Pat Benatar, and The Rolling Stones too. 98.7 Frank FM prides itself on being the station that everyone can enjoy at home, in the car, and at work.
98.7 Frank FM is the soundtrack of the Seacoast and the soundtrack of Exeter football. And don't forget to go to frankfmradio.com for information about local events and sign up to win cool prizes. Welcome to the CB Show. You're tuning in to episode 2, week 2. We are your hosts, Caleb and Braden.
So, let's get into our Exeter Seahawks recap. We played Londonderry this weekend on Sunday. Kind of stinks that we have to miss a lot of the NFL because of our games. It's going to happen a lot this season.
1-0 on the start of the season.
Yep.
Varsity scoreboard.
Yep. In case you don't understand, we, as the junior varsity, go off of the varsity. So if they win, we win. And if they lose, we lose.
Even if we win that game.
Yeah.
So we lost that game.
But we won that game.
Yeah. We won, but we lost.
Positive mindsets, everyone.
So if we go defeated and the varsity makes it the championship, guess what we're in?
The championship.
Yep.
And if they win the championship and we get our doors blown off, we win the championship. My positions are running back and safety. I'm supposed to be running back, but I only played safety for a half, cause you know.
You got a little boo-boo.
I got a little boo-boo.
You got a little boo-boo.
I got boo-booed. What about you, Brayden?
Well, I play running back. Well, I'm supposed to play quarterback, but you already know we got that splitting up offense and defense thing. We don't gotta win. No, we don't gotta win. We just gotta be even, equal, right?
Yeah.
Equal.
Gotta block.
I'm supposed to play cornerback. Running back and cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
What went well for our team?
Well, Cooper's touchdown run, pretty legit.
Did you see my lead block?
No, I didn't.
And guess what was even better?
What?
That was our only touchdown.
Yep. But we won, so.
Did you see my 10-yard catch? You already know?
Yep. He got player of the game. 4 rushes. 4 yards. 1 reception. 5 yards.
10
yards. 14 total yards.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's more than the team combined. Well, Brayden, what can our team improve on?
So I had like 8 rushes and 1 run. Notice how I ended up with 4 rushes for 4 yards?
How do you have 8 rushes and 1 run?
8 yards and 1 run.
Oh.
Right? The blocking was not so good. I would lose like a yard to half a yard per run, almost. Like, I don't understand how you can be so good at blocking in practice.
But you can't do stuff
in a game. And we need to get our snaps off better.
Yeah.
And we need to actually be able to throw the ball.
Mm.
Caleb, what are your favorite plays of the game?
I guess Cooper's touchdown run. Probably my favorite play. Or you getting absolutely lit up in the...
Dude, yeah, Brayden put me in the worst position. Hooks it up. I have to run to the ball and there's this dude.
He has to run back to the ball.
Yes.
He throws it in double coverage.
I catch the ball. 6'1" kid comes blindside hitting me, you know.
A kid hit him in the back the second he caught it and he went flying like dominoes into another kid that knocked him over. It was amazing. Okay, well anyways, there was not a turning point in the game for us. So next segment.
Fantasy football, 4-1-1. Caleb, do you have any fantasy tips for us? Fantasy football, 4-1-1. Caleb, do you have any fantasy tips for me?
Matter of fact, yes I do. I would not value the tight end position as much as I did before. You see, Mark Andrews and Travis Kelce, in my opinion, the top two tight ends in the NFL, were both out this week.
The tight ends are starting to go down.
Tight ends are not being as productive as they were in the passing game. They're and more Rob, for blocking.
Rob Gronkowski was so good.
Was. So.
He's retired, bud.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said was.
Hurts.
Yeah.
Hurts to hurt.
Well.
Like Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm. So. Like I said, I would not value the tight end position as much. What about you, Brandon? You got any tips?
I think my tip is, like, don't always rely on the projection.
That's fair.
Like, I was gonna, like, I was losing by 20, I think. And I had Dallas D. They had Darren Waller.
3%. Who's on the Giants?
3% chance of winning. Darren Waller put up 6 points that game. Dallas defense, 35 points. I won that game.
Like, guess what happened? We pulled the Giants.
What is your injury report? What I got is...
Me?
No.
I'm kidding.
The injury... What I got is Cooper Kupp is placed on IR.
Cooper Kupp is placed on IR for 4 weeks.
Yeah. And Mark Andrews was out for that game. J.K. Dobbins got hurt.
Done for season.
Is he done for season? What happened?
ACL.
You got Jacoby Myers who got hurt. I don't know what happened to him.
He had a good game though.
Yeah.
He had like 2 touchdowns.
And
then Austin Eckler had like a ham or no, Austin Eckler
no,
has
that was
an
Aaron Jones.
No, Austin Eckler.
Aaron Jones too.
Austin yeah, so both of them. Austin Eckler had a ankle injury and they're questioning if he's gonna go to practice. So that is something to consider.
And Aaron Jones. Hold it, I think, a hammy while running into the end zone. We also got Travis Kelce, who's out. I think that's it. Caleb, who are your fantasy point leaders?
And I had Jefferson and Ayuk together. That was about 56 points. I mean, Ayuk had a heck of a game.
You know who also had a heck of a game?
Cowboys defense.
And...
Tyreek Hill.
Yes, sir. Well, which players are struggling to put up fantasy points? I got two major ones.
DeAndre Swift for me.
Actually, I got three. Damian Pierce. I think someone else is starting over him. Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs.
Well, you can't really help that Davante Adams gets targeted like 6 times a game.
Which I don't like. He's like a star wide receiver.
That's an issue. He gets targeted six
Jacobs,
times a game.
Jacobs,
he probably catches 5, and he probably gets like 100 receiving yards a game.
Yeah.
So on average, it's like 25 yards.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And if he's doing that with 5 receptions, 10 receptions.
Yeah, tell me what he's doing with... Like
200 yards, 3 touchdowns. But, you know, same thing happened to us.
Welcome to the NFL matchups, week 2 of the NFL season. First up, we got the Vikings versus the Eagles. Caw, caw! Miss Nichols. I think it's safe to say that the Eagles are winning this one after what happened to the Vikings.
How do you lose to the Buccaneers?
Tom Brady isn't even on the team anymore. Like,
it's mind-boggling.
It's Baker Mayfield, bro. Sure, Justin Jefferson had a good game. Like, whoop-de-doo. Did their team have a good game? No.
Clearly, because they lost.
Well, I think it's safe to say that Eagles are going to come out with a win.
I mean, you got Jalen Hurts against Kirk Cousins. Well, on paper, Eagles should easily win this.
But on paper, but like, in like they Both teams performed terribly.
Yeah.
But
considering the team they were playing on, one just performed worse, and that was the Vikings. So I'm just gonna I'm gonna have to take the Eagles.
I think the Eagles are gonna start stepping up.
Yeah. I think that was just like a first game, like almost like jitters, like they're like nervous to get the season started. So I think.
Yeah.
Now we have Ravens versus Bengals. Bengals, who day? What happened there? How do you lose 24-3 to the Browns? That team has never even been to a Super Bowl. It's still the Bengals, and it's still the Ravens at the end of the day, so I'm going to have to take the Bengals.
I think I'm going to take the Bengals, too.
Why?
I think overall, they are going to be a better team. J.K. Dobbins scored, what,
scored an ACL.
Well, I know, but he scored touchdowns for them, but now he's not going to have, they're not going to have that playmaker.
Yeah.
We got the Chiefs versus the Jaguars.
Chiefs, you lose to the Lions.
Well, I mean, but they didn't have Travis. Travis might be back in this game.
Possibly.
Depends.
But I think the Chiefs come away with this one, even though...
Barely.
Yeah, I think it's good.
It's going to be very close, though. Jaguars, I think, won against them last year.
I think it's... No.
Not in the playoffs.
I think that the Chiefs are going to win like 24-21, something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be real.
It's going to be one of those games. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be one of those games. Titans
versus Chargers. I am going to have to say the Chargers are going to pull this one off. They had a really close game against the Dolphins. They played really well as a team, I thought. They're coming together.
Is Eckler coming together?
I don't know. He probably will. It said it was a ankle, and he was...
Like minor, though?
Yeah. They didn't know if he was going to practice or not, so I don't really know. But it's something to look at, especially your mom. You have Eckler. So I think the Chargers are going to pull it off. I think they're going to have a really good game. I think there's going to be a lot of points, possibly a Cowboys-Giants in here. But I think Eckler might have a good game if he comes in and plays. I think...
Dude, Derrick Henry isn't getting the playing time. He should.
No. Well, it's only one week. It was just week one. I mean, it's like the Bengals lost to the Browns. Like, anything can happen. So I mean, I wouldn't bench him yet.
Okay? Yeah, I think I'm taking charge to Mike Williams. You see him get banged up.
Yeah,
came back into the game. Yeah. And had like a 20.
He was like out on the ground.
Yeah, I know. And he had to come back in the game. First play, 35-yard catch.
Yeah.
Did it something else?
I'm gonna take Chargers.
I'm taking Chargers. Go Chargers, go!
We have the Falcons. I went to Georgia over the summer. Bet in Falcons Stadium. Went on the field. You know. Thanks, Mom. And Yee Yee Allison.
What?
Top 3 week of my life. You already know.
Packers?
No. Sorry, Miss McMaster.
Actually. Pretty good.
Actually.
I can't take the Packers. She was
talking all this smack about how the Packers are going to go to the Super Bowl. I'm like, you do realize who you play, right? For your first 2 weeks, your first 2 weeks are the Falcons and the Bears.
I'm expecting a good amount from the Bears this season.
Same. Even though they lost week one to the Pack. It's also, like I said, week one. Can always turn it around. I think Pack are going to win. Going to be closer, though. It's going to be close. But it's going to be a Packer dub. I think that... Jordan Love's going to pull it off. Don't exactly know in what type of fashion, but they're going to win.
Next up, we got the Lions versus the Seattle Seahawks. I'm
going to take the Detroit Lions in this one.
Yeah, Detroit looked good, bro.
Considering Kadarius Toney has the hands of a 5-year-old, it doesn't really help, but I still think the Lions come away with this win.
Why?
It doesn't matter, Brayden. We're already behind schedule. We don't need this.
So I think
I think Lions pull away with this one.
I agree.
Next up, we got the Indianapolis Colts versus the Houston Texans.
Got it right that time. Okay. I think this is not a very good game. It's divisional, but I don't really know. I'm probably going to have to take the Colts.
The rookie QB looked good in for Colts.
I'm going to take the Colts.
He looked good out there. I'm taking Colts. Colts are looking good.
So far.
Where's JT going?
He did really well his first year. Did not the greatest his second year. Third year, hard to tell because it's only week two. But I say Colts are going to pull away with this one.
Yeah, I think Colts are pulling away with this one. Well, fun fact for you, CJ Stroud's first pass was to him.
Mm-hmm. That was last time that happened was the Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. So,
was like a good QB for like first ever. No, like for the first ever rookie catch, like the first ever pass.
Yeah.
As a rookie, that was Brett Favre.
Yeah.
So, you're in some luck.
Yeah. You're on a good track.
Yep.
Okay. Next up, we have the Bears and the Buccaneers. I'm going to take the Bears. Might be a little risky to take the Bears here, but...
Agreed. But, like, the Bears...
It's the Buccaneers.
Justin Fields...
They got lucky with that win.
Needs to target DJ Moore more. DJ Moore got 4 or 5 receptions, yeah. But every time he broke at least 3 tackles per reception.
Yeah, but Justin Fields also has insane mobility for a quarterback.
I know, but he looks too many, other threats that... Not threats. Other
Because if he's receivers. Looking to other threats, then they're easy. Then they're good.
But. Not other threats. Other receivers that aren't as good as what I would think is DJ Moore's level.
Agreed.
Sure, Darnell Moody might be up there, but no.
No. And Buccaneers, I don't think it's going to happen for them. They have Mike Evans and Godwin, but they're old. Mike Evans is in like his 30s now.
Yeah, and Chris Godwin's injury prone.
Yeah. I got to take Bears on that one.
I'm taking Bears.
Next up, we got a divisional game again. Got another divisional game. We got the Rams and the 49ers. I know I said those wrong, but it's the same matchup, so it's fine.
Los Angeles Rams versus
the 49ers. I am taking the San Francisco 49ers. They are on Rams paper.
The Rams
aren't
it this year.
Yeah. I'm going to say it again. It's week two, so we can't really judge if they're a good team right now.
Rams fell off after Super Bowl.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
CMC
amazing. Was looking really good. The O-line was blocking, unlike ours. Brandon Ayuk had an amazing game, 2 touchdowns. Had him on my fantasy lineup. I would recommend starting him. George Kittle did decent. I think that they're looking really solid right now, and I'm going to take 49ers on this one.
I think I'm going to take 49ers. Their Debo Samuel.
Debo Samuel did all right. I don't think he had one of his best games, but he didn't do terrible.
No, I think George Kittle needs a little bit more touches overall.
Yeah.
But...
He did have a good catch for like 11 yards, though. I was surprised he turned that into something.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Niners.
I'm taking Niners. Next up.
We got the Cowboys. Cowboys. The Jets.
Jets.
Ooh, take Jets on this?
Actually, no. I don't know.
I think I'm going to have to take Cowboys.
No, I don't know, though.
I think
We haven't seen the Jets one. I might go Cowboys then.
I'm going to go Cowboys. Not because the Cowboys are good. It's because we haven't seen the Jets play. We're filming on a Monday. Yeah. Before Monday Night Football. So I'm going to have to take the Cowboys. I think Tony Pollard will do pretty good. CeeDee Lamb's definitely going to do good. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to compete with this Jets defense.
Who did they face this team?
They played the Giants and they put the Bills. I'm gonna take Cowboys on the Jets game.
Next up,
We have
a divisional game. No. A divisional game between Miami Dolphins
and the New England Patriots. I'm going to have to take the Dolphins. Dolphins looking strong. Pats looking okay, considering they played the Eagles, who weren't at their best, and we all saw that. But
we stayed with the Eagles.
We stayed with them for... Stayed with them. But I'm going to have to take the Dolphins. I think they're a stronger team overall.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, just incredible.
Yeah.
Young Waddle had a few good catches.
Mm-hmm. About a 35-yard reception.
Yeah, did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Tua's popping off.
Tua, yep. 29 points in my fantasy league. Yeah. Yep. Just beat Cup half full.
27.
Already know. No.
Next up,
we have the Buffalo Bills.
I haven't seen them play yet.
And the Las Vegas Raiders.
From just last year, I think I'm taking, and from what Raiders
play, I'm going to take Bills.
I'm taking Bills.
I know
that. I haven't seen Bills at a play yet, so.
Bear with me here.
Yeah, and Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, and all that. Don't you ask it. Don't think Bills are having their season.
Like, no.
I think their Super Bowl chances,
but,
they lost them.
But neither are the Raiders.
It was 2 years ago they had their Super Bowl chance.
Yeah, but they can't get over that hump. I'm going to have to take the Bills on this one as well. So,
agreed.
The Raiders, not looking so hot. Bills, not looking so hot. But, what team is hotter? The Bills.
Bills. Because, obviously. They haven't played yet.
They have
a
decent quarterback.
He's not going to be the good this year.
They're thinking Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Jimmy Glass.
Jimmy G. Jimmy Glass. All right, next up we got the New York Giants and the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals, they lost Kyler Murray after he tore his ACL, I think it was, against the Patriots. He just wasn't his because now he's just been hurt like crazy, like Michael Thomas has. But Michael Thomas is starting to get back in his rhythm. I'm taking Giants, like, I get it. You got blown out by the Cowboys, but
it's a new week.
What's Arizona doing?
You're starting over. I'm going to have to take Giants on this one. They got Barkley. I think it's going to be a huge game for Barkley. So, I don't think Arizona is going to be able to stop Barkley. Just Barkley.
We got the Washington
Commanders.
And
the Broncos.
What?
I'm going to have to take the Broncos.
I'm taking the Broncos, too. The Commanders are okay.
They're looking okay, but the Broncos are looking better. Cortland Sutton with an amazing touchdown catch in the back of the end zone.
I forgot about Javonte Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he was such a beast.
For like 3 weeks.
No.
Yes.
As the backup for...
Yeah, for like 3 weeks. Broncos are going to take it.
Barely.
Yeah, Russell Wilson had a decent game, but...
Russell, you're looking better, yeah.
Yep, getting more comfortable in the offense, but I think Broncos winning it.
We got the New Orleans
Saints versus the Carolina Panthers.
I'm thinking the...
Bryce Young. Did you see his first career pass?
Yeah, he smiled and like gave a thumbs up to the coach.
Mm-hmm.
New coach for them, too.
Like that, Frank Wright.
Every single the new head coach lost their games, and every top three like QB drafted besides number four lost.
Who was four?
Kid on the Colts.
Richardson?
Yeah.
So I'm taking the Saints. I have to take Saints, I think, right?
Yeah, Saints look good.
Saints look decent. Their
Derek Carr actually looked good.
They're decent. Their defense. Thomas? Their defense was pretty good. Give Derek Carr a good weapon and Michael Thomas, and I think they can do some. I think they can do some damage. I'm gonna take Saints on this one.
Yeah, I'll take Saints.
Next matchup, final matchup, we got Pittsburgh and the Browns. I'm going to have to take Browns on this one. They beat the Bengals. I think they're going to beat the Steelers.
Agreed. Browns all day.
Yep.
We want to give a special shout-out to one of our podcast sponsors, Fremont Pizzeria. Located in Fremont, New Hampshire, you can dine in, order takeout, or delivery. Having a party and don't want to cook? No worries. Call Fremont Pizzeria for all of your catering needs. Let them know the CB show sent you. Fremont Pizzeria. It's more than just a pizza place.
Okay, guys. You already know. It's that time of the episode. It's football trivia time.
Oh, boy. You know, we haven't done this in a while. So, do this for the first time. Let's go, Caleb.
Let's go, Brayden.
I say football, you say trivia. Football.
Trivia.
Football.
Trivia.
Football.
Trivia.
Let's do this.
Which NFL franchise has the most retired jersey numbers?
San Fran?
No, Chicago.
Yeah.
Yep, didn't know that one.
There are two teams who are considered the most unwinningest team in the NFL. Name one.
Cleveland Browns.
Eh, you have one more guess.
I have one more guess. Let's go with Chicago Bears.
And the answers were Buffalo Bills and the Minnesota Vikings.
Really?
Yeah.
Which two current NFL franchises have existed since the NFL's founding year in 1920?
Tennessee?
No. Get another guess.
Chicago.
Yes. And then the other one?
Ooh, I thought it was Tennessee, Chicago.
Five, four, three, two,
Eagles?
One. No. Cardinals.
Okay. Which NFL team was established in 1919, has never been renamed or relocated?
Never been renamed?
Or relocated.
Or relocated?
That's easy.
It's probably Chicago.
No.
I don't think it's Chicago, but it's probably Chicago.
Think of all the names. Which one feels really old? And the logo. Brown. I love my G's.
Green Bay?
Nice job, Caleb!
I'm so dumb! Okay, putting a little bet in. So, whichever one of us guesses who wins the Super Bowl this year, it has to be that exact team. Whoever guesses who's going to win that, who's going to win the Super Bowl gets $150. So I'm taking the 49ers. I think if everyone stays healthy, CMC has a great year. Purdy has potential. The offensive line is solid. The defense is amazing. They have two good wide receivers with Ayuk and Deebo. And they have Kittle as a tight end. I think they have major potential in the NFC, especially what conference they're in. Or division.
Might be a little shocker for all of you. But after week one, I'm taking the Cowboys. The defense looked absolutely outstanding. Their defense sucks. I'm taking the Eagles. Why? Because Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith went to the Super Bowl last year. I think they can possibly do it again. I would take 49ers, but you know, $150, well, I'm not splitting with you. That's terrible. Like, no. I'm taking the Eagles.
That's a wrap for this week's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and click the like button.
Subscribe and follow and download each episode on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. Be sure to follow our Instagram and Facebook page at thecb.show. Now, go set your lineup.